This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 6th. Well, we saw the cattle markets be fairly quiet yesterday. We started out a little bit weaker, live cattle putting in a new low for the move, but not with a lot of energy to the downside. So for a couple of days in a row, we've seen the cattle space be generally quiet, a little bit of momentum to the downside after a pretty aggressive day down on Tuesday. But the downward momentum has definitely waned. In the cash trade, markets are just a little bit weaker on the live trade, down about one from last week at 183. Dress trade also down one at 289. Box beef values were mixed. Choice was up a dollar at 298. Select was down 10 cents at 275. The spread gained $1.10. We're sitting at 22.99. Movement was 160 loads. So we've seen another week so far of good, solid box beef movement, and that bodes well for the cash market. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 499, which is down 6,000 from last week, and it's down 15,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 45 cents at 251.45. I would expect you're going to see another couple days of weakness in that 7-day average, because there were a couple days this week where we were down in the cash trade, down a couple bucks from where the index had been trading. Yesterday's cash seems to be up from there, so we seem to be kind of reviving some cash interest. Export sales yesterday, beef 13,600, so not a stellar number there. Okay, but nothing great. South Korea took 4,300, Japan took 3,700, China took 1,600. Pork export sales at 43,000, Mexico took 14,006, China took 9,400, South Korea took 4,400. So export sales, you know, are important, but they're not the major driver of the market. I think today's action will be kind of interesting because the jobs report showed 334,000 jobs were added last month, which is, you know, was double of what the trade estimate was. They revised August jobs up another 40,000. So we're clearly just on a pretty solid pace of adding jobs. The economy clearly is, you know, on solid footing. That would suggest demand for beef is going to stay solid as well. On the other hand, you know, the fear that the Fed's going to raise interest rates is pretty high, and that's stoking another round of selling in the stock market futures so far this morning. You know, the cattle market's looking at that stock market pretty closely as a gauge to, you know, the health of the economy and beef demand. But the bottom line is, when you're adding jobs, you know, people are eating out more. They're eating more fast food. It's that's just a reality. And I think at the end of the day, this is bullish for the cattle market. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, the momentum has been to the downside, although, again, it's been waning. Wouldn't surprise me to see the market react negatively at first if the stock market's still under pressure when the cattle market opens. But ultimately, the strong jobs report suggests that the economy is on very solid footing, and I think that's positive for the cattle space. When you look at the weather conditions, we see a much improved situation in the southern and central plains, even up into the northern plains. The drought monitor has virtually removed drought from much of Montana and North Dakota, if you can believe that. Western central plains and southern plains have been removed from drought status, which is even almost harder to believe. So, you know, the cattle space depends in a huge amount on grazing conditions, and that has improved significantly. I think winter wheat planting conditions have improved enough that you're going to get the crop off to a good start. You probably will see an increase in acres. So likely you're going to see a surge in demand for lightweight calves to put on winter wheat pasture. This all competes with the Midwest farmer feeders looking at cheap corn, would rather buy some calves and feed through the winter. That competes with the feedlots, the regular feedlots, who are already looking at very tight numbers of calves. I just think this still shores up the feeder cattle market heading into, you know, deeper into the fall, once we get much of the corn harvest behind us, those guys are looking for calves. Winter wheat needs to get planted and established. That's going to happen here fairly soon. So it's just a matter of time before I think you see another wave of demand come in for especially the lighter weight calves, but that's going to support the whole complex, I believe. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.